From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There has been a change in the U.S. political scene. Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders trail in the overall race to be their party's nominee for president, but each scored an important primary victory Tuesday in the northern state of Wisconsin. Cruz defeated Donald Trump 48% to 35%.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America. We have a choice, a real choice.
The Texas senator also turned his attention to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, boasting that he will win not only the Republican nomination, but also the November general election. Cruz said, "So let me just say, Hillary, get ready, here we come." Trump gave no public comments Tuesday night, but his campaign issued a statement harshly attacking Cruz as being propelled by those who seek only to keep Trump from being nominated at the party convention in July. Meanwhile, Sanders, the senator from Vermont, beat Clinton with 56% of the vote in Wisconsin. He has now won six out of the past seven states, and he told supporters in Wyoming, which holds its caucus on Saturday, that his campaign has momentum.
All over this country, young people are standing up and they're saying, you know what? We want to help determine the future of this country, which we are going to inherit.
Clinton, nevertheless, has a large delegate lead, especially when adding in the so-called superdelegates who have pledged to support her but are free to change their mind later. This is VOA News. Iceland's prime minister says he has not resigned, as previously reported, but has merely suggested that the vice chairman of his party take over the office for an unspecified amount of time. The prime minister's office issued a news release late Tuesday saying Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson will continue to serve as chairman of the Progressive Party. Gunnlaugsson is the first casualty of the so-called Panama Papers, which reveals the hidden offshore investments of the wealthy, powerful, and famous around the world. Massive protest erupted after the document showed he and his wife set up a company with the help of a Panamanian law firm at the center of a massive tax data leak. Gunnlaugsson has denied doing anything illegal, saying all taxes were paid. The documents were obtained from Panama's Mossack Fonseca law firm and published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists in cooperation with a German newspaper and more than 100 other news organizations. Other high-profile individuals include the Prime Minister of Pakistan, the Presidents of Ukraine and Argentina, and the King of Saudi Arabia. The European Union has made a surprise announcement that there will be essentially no automatic return of migrants from the Greek islands to Turkey in a capitulation to human rights advocates. Jean-Pierre Chembre, the spokesman for the European Union's asylum agency, told VOA's Luis Ramirez Wednesday that the EU has decided to give every migrant the right to apply for asylum before being sent to Turkey in accordance with a policy first implemented on Monday. More than 200 migrants who arrived illegally on the Greek island of Lesbos were sent to Turkey Monday in exchange for Syrians who had been sheltering in Turkish camps. Another exchange of about 200 was scheduled for Friday, but now EU authorities say every migrant will be given 5 days to apply for asylum before deportation. However, the new process will further slow things down for the migrants. A group of about 70 staffers from the United Nations Refugee Agency arrived on Lesbos Wednesday to begin processing the new applications at a rate of about 50 a day, but 1,000 applications have already been filed and more migrants are arriving every day. A new poll in Pakistan says a sweeping majority, or 90% of its citizens, support blocking Afghans from entering the country without a visa in order to help counter terrorism efforts. A field survey of 1,755 men and women in rural and urban areas of all four Pakistani provinces was conducted from January 25th to February 1st, according to Gallup Pakistan, the local affiliate of Gallup International. It said only 9% of Pakistanis opposed the restriction.
That's the latest world news from VOA.